What's up, everybody? This is Russell. Welcome back to the Marketing Seekers Podcast. I'm actually in a hotel room up in northern Idaho. Bowen, one of my twins, is wrestling a tournament up here. So we flew up last night, and I'm hanging out with a whole bunch of teenagers for the next 2 days. And I'm in a hotel room, and I'm reading, I'm studying, I'm working on my next book and a bunch of other things, and just wanted to share some thoughts, specifically around your Hall of Fame and your Super Bowl goals.
So the big question is this. How are entrepreneurs like us, who didn't cheat and take on venture capital, we're spending money from our own pockets? How do we market in a way that lets us get our products and our services and the things that we believe in out to the world and yet still remain profitable? That is the question, and this podcast will give you the answers. My name is Russell Brunson, and welcome to Marketing Secrets. As a business-to-business marketer, your needs are unique. B2B buying cycles are long, and your customers face incredibly complex decisions. Isn't it time you had a marketing platform built specifically for you? LinkedIn Ads empowers marketers with solutions for you and your customers. LinkedIn Ads allows you to build the right relationships, drive results, and reach your customers in a respectful environment. You'll have direct access to and the ability to build relationships with decision makers, a billion members, 180 million senior-level executives, and 10 million C-level executives. You'll be able to drive results with targeting and measurement tools, but specifically for B2B. In technology, LinkedIn generated 2 to 5 times higher return on ad spend than other social media platforms. You'll work with partners who respect the B2B world that you operate in. 79% of B2B content marketers said that LinkedIn produces the best results for paid media. Here at ClickFunnels, we also use LinkedIn ads to get more of our high-end dream customers we can't target anywhere else online. Make B2B marketing everything it can be and get $100 credit on your next campaign. All you gotta do is go to linkedin.com/clicks. C-L-I-C-K-S, to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/clicks. Terms and conditions may apply. You've already done the hard part. You started your business, taken the leaps to believe in yourself and your vision, but if you want to make more money doing what you love, you need to grow. And to do that, you need a marketing strategy. There's a recent episode in a great new podcast called This Is Small Business that talks all about this. You learn how to identify your target audience and where to find them, which marketing channels to focus on so you're making the most out of your budget, and how to use data to set goals. This Is Small Business is an original podcast from Amazon and answers so many of these kinds of questions. Whether you're dreaming of starting your own business, looking to take a part-time side hustle full-time, or maybe you're a few years in and you're ready to grow, This Is Small Business has practical tips that you can use today. And this show covers all sorts of small business topics. Coming up this month, you'll have a chance to learn how to grow your email list from one of my favorite people on the planet, Jenna Kutcher. And you're also going to get step-by-step guidance for accelerating your business growth with Amy Porterfield, another one of my favorites. So make sure you go and follow the This Is Small Business podcast on Apple Podcasts or Spotify so you don't miss out on those fantastic episodes. And a big thanks to This Is Small Business for sponsoring the show.
All right. So like I said, I'm in a hotel room right now. I feel bad. I'm sure my neighbors next to me can hear me talking. It's not a nice hotel. It's definitely, you know, they paper thin walls, but here we go. They're getting a free podcast episode. Anyway, on the flight up here, and then I have an 8-hour bus ride with the teenagers coming back home. I'm just kind of geeking out working on my next book project, which if you listen to the episode I did with Josh Forty on about New Year's time, we first started kind of talking about goal setting and how I do my goals and talking about a Hall of Fame goal and then a Super Bowl goal and all these things. It was fascinating. After I started talking about that, I got tons of feedback from friends and people I haven't heard from in a long time and like how it affected them and how it like made things so clear. And so I wanted to just talk a little more because, you know, I'm fleshing my ideas out now as I'm working on this book and trying to think through the process and the structure and how to do all the things. And I know that podcast episode, we talked about a lot of the stuff from identity shifting to beliefs, rules, values, all that kind of stuff. But I just want to more so come back and just focus on a couple things. So the first one was, I talked about, it's like when you're setting a goal, and this is true. I learned this initially from Alex Sharfin. He talked about it from when we have a business, like what is your business goal? And he talked about most businesses, it's like, we want to make money. And it's like, no, you have to structure. He's like, look at it like you would a football team, right? And he said, you know, every football player comes in and they want to be in the Hall of Fame. Like, that's the end thing, right? So if your business, like what's the Hall of Fame goal? Like what's the thing you want to do someday, right? Like what do you want to be remembered for? That's like the first thing to figure out. And then you reverse engineer, step back. So, okay, now and I know that is like, now this year I want to win the Super Bowl. So what's your Super Bowl goal as a business, right? For a lot of you guys, I'm assuming your Super Bowl goal is to win a 2 Comma Club award, right? Or maybe you've already won one, so your Super Bowl goal for this year is to win 2 Comma Club X, right? But that's like your Super Bowl goal. And then you come down from there and you're okay, now what are the you know, it could be quarterly things we got to accomplish to be able to do that. What are the weekly games we got to play? And then what are the daily things and your habits? And so we kind of reverse engineer from that, right? And the daily levels, that's where you're building your habits and your routines and all the things you need to be able to get in the Hall of Fame eventually, right? Because think about it, like, we all want to be in the Hall of Fame, but from a day-by-day standpoint, it comes down to the routines and those kind of things we put in our place, right? If you're a football player, it's you getting up in the morning, it's lifting weights, it's nutrition, it's working out, it's doing the things the coach says, it's watching film. It's like, these are all the habits and routines you do consistently for long periods of time to make it so you can win the game each week, which means you can win the you know, your division, which means you can go to the playoffs, which means you can win the Super Bowl, which means eventually you can get in the Hall of Fame. And so it's kind of interesting because we always look at, I think a lot of us are good at looking at the Super Bowl, but not like the Hall of Fame. And so one of my friends who listened to that podcast, he came back and he was like, oh my gosh, the Hall of Fame concept was a game changer for me. He's like, because I had these other goals, but a lot of times they weren't leading towards like this Hall of Fame, right? Or maybe even like going opposite directions, or they're fighting. And it was interesting for him. He came back and he told me, he's like, I kind of break this into two sides, like my personal goals, but then also like my business, my mission goals. And it's fascinating because in the book, I'm actually working on that specifically, because there's so many goals we could have, right? And I think it gets overwhelming. Like, we have goals about our fitness and goals about our this and that. And like, you know, there's a million goals, which I think that can get overwhelming. But I do think that if you break it down to two things, which are growth and contribution, your own personal growth and then your contribution to other people, like those are the two types of goals that really drive everything towards the Hall of Fame. I think, again, this may shift by the time I get the book out. This is still raw thoughts in Russell's head. But I just want you to think about that. Like, and it's interesting because if you look at Tony Robbins' Six Human Needs, which I'll be talking about in the book as well, like, there are the four needs of the body, which, you know, I'm not going to go, I've done episodes on this, I'm not going to go deep on it right now, but, you know, there's certainty, and then there's variety, there's love and connection, and then there's significance, right? Those are the four needs of the body, and there's two needs of the spirit. One needs of the spirit is, surprise, surprise, growth, and the other one is, surprise, surprise, contribution. So what's interesting is that first off, we have to learn how to master the needs of our body. Otherwise, we never get to the needs of the spirit. I wish I could sit down with all you guys and do like a 3-day event. Actually, I am doing a 3-day event in Mexico, teaching this stuff to those who are my Two Combo Club X and my Inner Circle coaching programs in March. So that's exciting. But conceptually, like the quick version, you can go dive deeper. If you look at how Tony Robbins' Six Human Needs works, like anytime something in your life meets three of your four needs, it creates a physical addiction in your body, right? And if your needs aren't being met through one thing, you'll find a way to get it met somewhere else, right? Like, you will figure out a way to get your needs met, like the needs of your body, those four. And people will give up their values, they'll give up their everything to make sure the needs are met. So if you, you know, aren't getting love and connection at home, you're going to seek for it in other ways. You're going to find it through, it's different for everyone. Some people get it through work, some people get it through drugs, some people get it through pornography, some people get it through, you know, joining a bowling team. Like, it's like we will get our needs met. And the problem is most people, they spend their whole life trying to get their needs met in ways that aren't satisfying. They don't drive them, and so they're stuck in this rut hole, right? And so again, that's a podcast, that's a seminar for another day. But after we figure out how to get the four needs of the body met, the needs of the personality met, then we're able to shift to the needs of the spirit, which are the two, growth and contribution, which, holy cow, we're talking about growth and contribution. So the reason why most people never actually hit their goals is because, guess what? They never figure out the core base needs and solving those problems first. But after you solve those problems, then you can shift over to these other things, which are growth and contribution. And so for me, like there are, the Hall of Fame goal is the blend of growth and contribution, right? Like, it's at the end, it's like, who do I want to be? And I've struggled kind of explaining this, but my friend who listened to the episode, he came back and he had doodled it all out on his pad of paper. And he's like, okay, he's like, what is my Hall of Fame? And he started explaining. He was like, it's like, and he was using words, like things he wanted to feel, you know, like, And I haven't sat down and done this for myself yet, so I don't have it off the top of my head to kind of like, this is my Hall of Fame goals, but it's definitely like a feeling, right? It's like I want to be like this person. In fact, one thing that is fascinating, it could be fascinating, is to look at, like, you know, I think most of the times when we're thinking about like our Hall of Fame goal and who we want to become, we're looking at like, okay, there's who we want to become, but we're liking it something we already know, right? Like, it's a person, it's a something. So like, who is the person, or who are the composite of multiple people that like, that's who I want to be, you know, like I want to be, in fact, I wonder if I'm going to pause this really quick. And I'm going to read something to you from Napoleon Hill. Give me 1 second to find it. Okay, I'm back. So I found it. So I'm reading Napoleon Hill's, a whole bunch of stuff. But one of the things I was reading on the flight over is Napoleon Hill's Laws of Success. It's not the Laws of Success that most people have. I actually found a first edition from 1925 that was published 3 years before the one that is in people's hands. And anyway, so I'm reading from those manuscripts. But anyway, sorry, I digress. It was really fascinating because... he talked about how, like, he puts on, he has a council of people, like, that he, in his imagination, like works out ideas and thinks through, right? So in his, so this is Napoleon Hill's, the list of people he had, his, like, his table of, you know, his mastermind, like, the people who had passed on, the people he had were Napoleon, which I think it's Napoleon Bonaparte, Washington, Emerson, Albert Hubbard. So these are the people he had on his list, Lincoln. Anyway, and then he went through and he said, he talked about each person individually. So he said, Mr. Lincoln, I desire to build my own character, those qualities of patience and fairness towards all mankind, and have a keen sense of humor, which were your outstanding characteristics. I need these qualities, and I should not be contented until I have developed them. And he said, Mr. Washington, I desire to build in my own character those personalities of patriotism, self-sacrifice, and leadership, which were your outstanding characteristics. And he goes on and talks about Emerson, Napoleon, Hubbard, like all these people he looks up to and like the characteristics. And so... I almost feel like that's like the best way to do the Hall of Fame. It's like, who are the people you want to be like? Like, who are your idols, your heroes, the people who, like, if you could look at, like, that's what I would, like, I want to, you know, like, for me, there's definitely people who have passed on that I look up to, right? Like I look up to Joseph Smith as someone who's my, like, a mentor and a friend, as someone who, you know, he was the first Mormon prophet. Like, I look up to him. Napoleon Hill, someone I look up to. Charles Hanel, all these old personal development authors, like, old marketers, like, all these people who like I've seen them, I've read their books, I've seen their stuff. Like I look up to those people. I'm like, that's who I want to become. Right? Like for me, like I don't know how to explain my Hall of Fame goal yet, but I do know what it feels like. It feels like in 200 years from now, there's gonna be a kid like Russell on eBay searching for stuff, and he finds my work, and he finds my books, and he finds my these things I've done, and he's just like, oh my gosh, and he takes those things and he like that's the feeling I want, right? The same thing that I'm having for these thought leaders who are molding and changing my life, and so. Yeah, like who are the people that and specifically why, like each person, like, you know, Napoleon Hill said, I want Lincoln because of these characters. I wanted Washington because of these characters. Like, who are the people you look up to that you want to be like, and what are the characteristics that you want to emulate? Like, those are the things I feel like are part of the Hall of Fame goals. Like, who do you want to become, right? It's less a tangible, like, thing. It's more of like, it's who you become by the time you're done, right? And so then we step back, and now we come down to, so that's the Hall of Fame, right? Now we've got our Super Bowl goals, right? So Super Bowl goals, these are very tangible. Like, this is not like, I want to make money. This is like, I want to make Two Comma Club by June 16th, right? Like, I'm going to win the Super Bowl on February 2nd, or whatever. You know, like, they're very tangible, they're very realistic. You know, there's a beginning, you know, there's an end. You either achieve it or you don't. There's a finality. Like that's the goal. And so you pick these goals with what Napoleon Hill calls definiteness of purpose, right? Like, I know exactly what I'm going to do, how I'm going to do it. Like, this is what I want. And so what I thought was interesting, my friend reached out to me. He was saying, you know, he's like, I feel like there's two sides. Like, I have my personal goals, but also my mission goal, or my work goals. And I said, yes, exactly. Like, it's growth and contributions. So like, what is your growth goal? Like, what do you want to achieve? Like, what do you want to personally achieve, right? And the second side is how do you want to contribute? I feel like if you set a Super Bowl goal for both of those different sides, and they work hand in hand, that's what you're moving towards, right? Like, I'm trying to become this. Like, this is my goal personally. This is my goal as a mission. And then you're looking at those things, and they work hand in hand, right? The more growth you have, the more likely you'll be able to contribute, and the more you'll be able to contribute. So, Again, I haven't figured out exactly how to explain this yet, but conceptually, that makes sense. So I'm picking goals both about growth and about contribution. And I'm picking them with definiteness of purpose. I know exactly what it is, where I'm going. In all of Napoleon Hill's books, like literally I've got pretty much every manuscript he's ever published that I can find, he talks about definiteness of purpose. And he's always talking about like the people who are successful in life, they have a definite purpose. I know this is exactly what I want, and they have a definite plan to achieve it. This is the steps I'm going to do to go and achieve that thing, right? One of the quotes I marked last night from Law of Success, it was interesting. He said, until a man selects a definite purpose in his life, he dissipates his energies and spreads his thoughts over so many subjects in so many different directions that they are led not to power, but to indecision and weakness. Boom. So if we don't have this definite purpose, like this is what I'm doing, what I'm moving forward, this is my plan, this is like, if you don't have those things, then you're dabbling, you're all over the place, which is like the majority of the world, right? Everyone's dabbling, they're doing little things here and there, and they're all over the place, but no one's actually moving forward with definiteness of purpose. It says that they're led in so many directions that they lead not to power, but to indecision and weakness, which is the majority of the world, right? There's no power, there's no decisions, there's no moving, it's just randomness. And so for us, it's picking a Hall of Fame goal. Who do we want to become? And it's looking back one step, say, okay, that's where, you know, if I achieve all my goals each year, I keep winning the Super Bowls, eventually I'll get there. But now, what are my Super Bowl goals? What is my one about personal growth that I want to achieve? And then what is my one on contribution that I want to achieve? Okay. And then picking those and making them definite. You know, again, not just like, I want to make more money, I want to lose weight. Like, I want to weigh 127 pounds and I want to be 6% body fat by June 16th. Boom. Now I know, there's the goal, definite a purpose, and I can reverse engineer. Okay, if I'm going to win that Super Bowl, like, what do I got to do? Okay, well, I need to know. I got to figure that out, right? I know how many calories I need each day. I know how much exercise I need to do. And I know, and you reverse engineer it all the way down to, like, okay, now I know my daily routines, my morning routines, my afternoon routines. Like, these are things I need to do to be able to eventually win the Super Bowl, so then eventually I can be in the Hall of Fame. And it's true with any goal, right? So setting the personal goal, setting the personal growth goal, setting the contribution goal, and then now you got a definite purpose, now I'm creating a definite plan. And then, like I said, there's so much more I can geek out with you. Like, and then it's like figuring out the needs of your body so those things are met so you can actually focus on your goals so you don't keep getting sucked down into this thing that's not going to help you to have the success you need and you want. But that'll be a podcast episode for another day. Anyway, I hope this helps. Again, I know that I'm giving breadcrumbs because I don't have all the answers yet. But hopefully a couple things. Hopefully this helps you, number one. Number two, if you are in the process of creating your frameworks and your thoughts, notice how I'm doing this, right? I'm talking about it. I'm sharing it. I'm sharing unfinished thoughts, unfinished ideas, because it helps me think it out loud. It helps me to get the, you know, gets me in momentum, gets things happening. And as I keep doing this, it'll get closer and closer. In March, I'm doing an event about it. And then I think September is my due date on the manuscripts. Hopefully by then I'll have the book manuscript submitted. So anyway, hope that helps you guys. Thank you so much for listening to this and all episodes. I'm grateful for you guys. If you haven't joined the No BS and the Behind the Scenes newsletter yet, make sure you do that. This is the print physical newsletter that goes out twice a month. The first month is called Magnetic Marketing. It's coming from me and Dan Kennedy. And the second one, every fourth and Asian newsletter, is called the Behind the Scenes, where I'm showing behind the scenes of the funnels we have that are working the best in all the businesses I run or I mentor. And it's amazing. And just, you know, like I'm spending 2 or 3 days every single month writing these things. Like, this is not someone I outsourced. It's not me recording audio and transcribing. I'm like, it's me sitting on my computer spending 2 or 3 days writing these things out because I'm really passionate about it. I love newsletters. This is how I learned initially growing up. I finished the February Behind the Scenes newsletter yesterday before I flew out. It's good. Like, it shows you guys literally, here's the funnel, here's the steps, here's the pages, here's the scripting, here's the, like, we break it down step by step by step. So if you're not a member yet, if you go to nobsletter.com, you can go get the most incredible free gift ever. It's like $20, and then you'll get a 30-day trial to the newsletter, and you'll get 2 newsletters in the mail. Anyway, make sure you do that, because, like I said, I'm putting a lot of effort into this, and they're really, really powerful. Basically, it's like every 2 weeks you're getting a mini book written by me and Dan Kennedy sent to your house. And you grab it, read it, pull out 1 or 2 ideas. You do that every 2 weeks from now till this time next year. and implement things piecemeal like this, one thing at a time, your business in 12 months from now will not be the same. I promise you that. So anyway, nobsletter.com. Thanks again for listening. I appreciate you all, and I'll talk to you soon.
Thank you for listening to the Marketing Secrets Podcast. If you've loved this episode, then please take a screenshot on your phone and post it to Facebook, Instagram, or wherever you post stuff, and be sure to tag me and let me know why you like this episode and what you'd like to hear in the future. That'll help me to know what to create for you. Also, Dan Kenny and I would love to give you the most incredible free gift ever, designed to help you make maximum money in minimum time. And this free gift comes with almost $20,000 worth of pure money-making information for free, just for saying maybe. You can get this gift from Dan and from me right now at nobsletter.com. Not only are you going to get the $20,000 gift, you're also going to get a subscription to two marketing newsletters that will be hand-delivered by the mailman to your mailbox each and every month, one from Dan Kennedy and one from me. To get this gift and your subscription, go to nobsletter.com right now.